We had an entire show. Rainer and I had an entire show kind of worked out that we're going to work together. I realized Rainer hadn't had a lot of mic time, less than Natalie Winters the other day. But here's the reason. There's so much breaking news that signals not noise, and this thing has been brewing for the last couple of days. We've been tracking this very closely. It's gotten now to a point that's horrific, and quite frankly, it ties directly back to the breaking story we had, I think Saturday a week ago, was about the live. We ended the show with Dr. Malone, this huge show we had with Navarro and Malone. We finished it with live organ harvesting from whistleblowers that escaped mainland China and were in Vietnam, right? And a great investigative reporter and a great Mitchell and a Chinese doctor who actually did some of the surgeries, right? And it was so horrific. And although we've known that story for a long time, so many of our audience, the first time they saw it, I really got so much input, said, we got to have that back. You got to drill down on that. This is so horrific. And now at the University of Pittsburgh, and they've been kind of lying about it. I mean, I think Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones, I think he was blown up a couple of years ago when he did this on the Joe Rogan show. So I want to bring in Jack Posobiec. We've got Rainer Jackson, because the information only gets more horrific. And now, as soon as I saw this thing last night, I told Rainer, I said, you watch. The majority of this is going to be African-American babies. I said, you watch. And now we got a report on Lifestyle News. So, Jack, hit the rewind button. The great Jack Posobiec, a senior editor at Human Events, has been all over this. Walk us through exactly what we're talking about. Lay out the facts. Rainer's going to jump in. We're going to get Father Lavelle here in a moment.
Well, Steve, so people understand what happened, why this news broke. It's gone incredibly viral. But let me explain, take it back a second so people can understand the context here. This was a FOIA lawsuit between Judicial Watch, the Center for Medical Progress, that's really been focusing on this abortion issue, the use of fetal tissue, they call it, which is, of course, fetal organs, in much of this research funded by the NIH, and then it goes to their partners in the university system. We've seen this very recently when we looked at NIH and EcoHealth Alliance, the way that that money was then subcontracted out to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So we've seen this pathway before when it came to those gain of function experiments. Now we're seeing NIH money that flowed. And finally, this lawsuit brought forth these documents that they've been suing for regarding specifically the funding, $2.7 million from NIH, that's part of HHS, that flowed to the University of Pittsburgh to collect what they call what they wanted to create was called a tissue hub for fetal organs, including hearts, gonads, legs, and brain, and they state in the documents. Now, I want to be very clear, the documents that have been released relate to the approval of the funding, not necessarily the experiments or the studies themselves. So we're still waiting to find out exactly what was done, but we know that they had approval for fetal organs, and they're talking about fetuses from 6 weeks to 42 weeks of age. They wanted to create a one-stop human tissue stop. And so for anybody who's out there who has kids, I think everybody understands that 42 weeks is past a full-term baby. That's a child. My last son was actually born at 38 weeks, right? So you're talking about full-term children at this point. And David Baladian, who's over there.
Hang on a second. I want to make sure people understand this. At 42 weeks, when you say a tissue hub and everything like that, and you got hearts going in, all that, what exactly, walk me through the process. What these organs are taken from full-term babies that are alive when they're taken?
Well, so, and this is what David Deladian gets into, and he's the president of the Center for Medical Progress, who's really been focused on this issue, the confluence of federal money, Planned Parenthood, which is generally the source for a lot of this, sourcing for a lot of this, and then the experiments conducted at universities like the University of Pittsburgh. And he notices that they are focusing on what they call warm isemic time. What does warm isemic time mean? They want the organs, and this is in the documents themselves, and you know, I apologize to folks. I know it's a little bit early for this kind of stuff. But they want the organs while there's blood flow still going through them. So there's still circulation, because then it's essentially it's not a dead organ, right? It's still a live organ. And so his point is, if you're talking about a heart that's still circulating, lungs that are still pumping, a brain that still has circulation and activity, then are you not talking about a live child at that point? And that's exactly what he's getting at. And that's exactly the type of questions that need to be getting into here. We're looking at a situation that isn't a lot different from a lot of people heard of when it came to Kermit Gosnell in the city of my hometown back in Philadelphia.